Lurie Children's Hospital, Children Never Too Young to Learn About Transitioning. By Spencer Lindquist on September 6, 2022. The Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago published a gender conversation video that featured a 13-year-old transgender child who said children are never too young to learn about transitioning. The conversation, titled Never Fear, was between a woman who works at the hospital, identified as Natalia, and a boy who identifies as a girl and goes by the name Jupiter. In the video clip, Jupiter says that people should be taught about transgenderism, especially at a young age. Jupiter comments, "You're never too young to know about this kind of stuff." Jupiter goes on to remark, "A lot of people think my kids are going to be around trans people, they're going to want to be just like them. Maybe it's a good thing for people who don't know that they're trans to be around trans people." Lurie Children's Hospital has recently received backlash after it was revealed that they had partnered with schools throughout Chicago to promote transgenderism. But rather than just pushing gender theory, the hospital has also promoted BDSM, kink, and trans-friendly sex toys for children. The hospital even recommended a binder exchange program to help girls who identify as boys to bind their breasts in order to appear more masculine. Breitbart News previously reported that the Chicago-based Children's Hospital has received funding from the Ta'ani Foundation, which was founded by Jennifer Pritzker, a transgender billionaire and the cousin of J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. The Ta'ani Foundation has provided funding to various entities within the transgender movement, including an overnight summer camp for 8-year-olds who identify as transgender or non-binary. Breitbart News revealed that children's hospitals across the country, particularly those that offer gender-affirming care, had sponsored local pride parades. Breitbart News also uncovered several concerning connections between companies that manufacture puberty blockers and various individuals and institutions within the transgender movement. Multiple directors of gender clinics at children's hospitals have received financial compensation from AbbVie and Endo Pharmaceuticals, both of which manufacture drugs that are commonly used as puberty blockers. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.